Welcome to TWAT, episode 60, for January 12th, 2006. I'm your host, Killer Smurf. Just disclaimer at the start here, I'm sorry you Windows users, but today is another Linux show. I'm sorry, that's what I'm comfortable with, and that's what I would like to talk about. Thanks. With laptop use on the rise, and Linux becoming more mainstream and recognized as a viable alternative as an operating system, many lower-end laptops on the market that just dock it under Windows are perfect for Linux. The biggest issue I could see with these laptops is usually ASPI. This really can't be blamed on the GNU Linux community, but on the hardware manufacturers, based in part that they don't test their machines against Linux, but against Windows. They usually use a Microsoft compiler to compile the DSDT file, which can be problematic in seeing that it lets Slack code get by. No one can explain why it works in Windows, but when you go to use it on Linux, because of the sloppy code, it just decides not to work. Anyway, today I'm going to be discussing specifically repairing DSDT files. I shouldn't say specifically. I'll take a general overlook and I'll hopefully give you some links where you can help yourself. But let's get started on this. First, you're going to need some definitions. The first definition I think that you're going to need is the DSDT, which is the Differential System Description Table. This basically describes the configuration of your system. It tells where your battery, your adapters are, any embedded controllers, fans, thermal zones. It goes ahead and presents this in a way that the ASPI-aware operating system can read it. The second thing is the AML, or the ASPI machine language. This is what your DSDT is compiled to, so the operating system must be able to understand AML. And what the DSDT is actually written in is called ASL, which stands for ASPI Source Language. The way I understand it, there are two main compilers out there. One is the Microsoft ASL compiler, and the other is the Intel ASL compiler. Like I was mentioning before, the Microsoft lets some sloppy code through. Not to say that it's sloppy, but it's just not as stringent as the Intel compiler requires the programming to be. Therefore, when you try to use an existing DSDT file, which is embedded in your computer, or your laptop specifically, you usually get a lot of errors. You can have weird things happen, like your fans won't come on, your laptop will overheat, not access to Wi-Fi, embedded Wi-Fi cards, lots of things like this. You can see why it would be a pain. Anyway, you're probably wondering, what are you going to need? Well, there's a few things you're going to need. First of all, you're going to need to have ASPI support compiled into your kernel. It can either be static or modules, so that at least you have a PROS ASPI directory. It's going to have the ASPI patches from SourceForge. You're also going to have to get your hands on the Intel ASL compiler. I'll make sure that in the show notes there's a link for it. Okay, so how do you diagnose a bad DSDT? Well, the easiest way to diagnose it is drop into terminal, type cat/pros/aspi/dsdt, send it to dsdt.dat. Okay, that's going to go ahead and create this dsdt.dat file for you. Then you need to disassemble that. So grab the compiler from Intel and make sure you have it ready. It's real simple to do. Then you type IASL minus D DSDT.dat. That's going to go ahead and disassemble your DSDT file. Then all you have to do is recompile it. If there's a problem, you're going to get errors and warnings. So to recompile it, it's IASL with the flag TC and then DSDT.DSL. That DSL file is what you got when you disassembled the DSDT file. Okay, so it's going to give you two files. It's going to give you the DSDT hex file and the DSDT AML file. Like I said, if your DSDT is buggy, you're going to get some errors and some warnings. The warnings say you get a DSDT.DSL175 method WAC1 not serialized. Okay, that is actually a line number, so you can go into that file to that line. That's roughly where the problem is. It's basically a subroutine in there, so you can go ahead. I'll make sure to put some links to some good resources so that you can find out how to repair any warnings or errors, or at least get you started in the right direction. So after you've gone ahead and repaired these, because basically it's just a matter of disassembling, attempting a repair, recompiling, disassembling, seeing how many errors you can get rid of. Ideally, you would like to get rid of all the errors and all the warnings. Sometimes we're just bypassing things so that the ASPI kernel doesn't freak out, but we'll do what we can. Anyway, so now you've got this lovely DSDT AML file. So you can do two things. You can do either a static DSDT override, or you can go ahead and do an initrd DSDT override. I find the initrd is much easier. It's the method I'm familiar with. In Canonix, I know you can drop it and say initrd equals dsdt.aml after you've copied the dsdt.aml file over to your boot directory, and you just go ahead and in grub go initrd equals dsdt.aml, and with Ubuntu you copy it to the mkramfs directory, and then you depackage, recompile Linux image uname minus a, I believe. And that will go ahead, take care of grub for you. You won't have to add anything. And it's got the added bonus in Ubuntu of every time your kernel updates, it also includes that. Okay, sorry that it was so quick, guys. I hope I didn't bore you too much. I will be placing notes. I'd just like to say thanks to Droops for doing this for the community. This is community radio. Please head over to IRC Freenode and to the channel Pound Infonomicon. Say hi to Troops and Patrillo. Patrillo does a lot of work getting this up on time every day. Shouts out to Low Tech Mystic, Night Lord, and the three people that mean the world to me. Critty, Princess, and Mr. X. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. This has been another twat.
Mm-hmm.